Blog Talk Radio.
Right here, live and well.
And here they are.
Yes, here we are. We're here.
We are here.
On this Tuesday. Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. It is 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And once again, we just thank the Lord because we are exhorted by the Hebrew writer, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace and help in time of need." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And we got a wonderful show today again for you all, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio on Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. And we got Brother Oscar is going to bring us a lesson today on grace and mercy. So we're going to be looking forward to that. He's going to take his text from Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 31 or 20 through 31. And so, yeah. So we're looking forward to hear our beloved brother bring to us a wonderful message from Thus Said the Lord. And it is very sunny today here in the Bay Area. It is currently sunny and 66 degrees here in Richmond, California, of the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's going to be a high tonight, today rather, of 75 degrees. And a low tonight, 55 degrees, and southwesterly winds at 9 miles an hour. And the humidity in the Bay Area right now, it is 60%. How are you, my beloved brother, out in the suburb of Dayton, Ohio? My Amish bird.
I like that, Brother Chris. But we are blessed. We are blessed here in the Miamisburg, Ohio area. And we having some wonderful, wonderful weather also. I'm not like Brother Chris. I'm not a weatherman. I just let you know how it feels to me and how the clouds are looking. And it is looking beautiful out there here in Ohio. We want to thank the Lord for the beautiful weather that we have been having here in this great state of Ohio. I know California is great too, but we do great here also. I'm not picking and choosing, but Ohio is an all right state. But we're blessed, Brother Chris. The Lord has blessed us all with another day. He woke us up this morning to a beautiful day, a day that was not even promised to us yesterday, but because of His love that He has us, He allowed us to see another day. It's just a blessing to be alive and a blessing to be walking around with the right mind and your mind on Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Tell me about it.
And it's just a good day. It's a good day. The Lord has blessed us with a second chance, another chance to make it right with Him. Another chance to walk close with Him. And I thank God every day for that, Brother Chris. I thank God every morning He allowed me to wake up. Just to wake up, Brother Chris.
Just to wake up. Same here, brother.
That is a blessing.
Yeah, just to wake up, and you know you're being blessed, even if you got to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom.
Amen. That's not like me, Brother Chris.
To go to the restroom, that lets you know you're still alive.
Amen. Unless you're waking up 4 or 5 times in the night. So, yeah, it's tough, Brother Chris. It's tough, but we're blessed. Let me stop talking.
Let's pray. Let's pray on the. We're gonna pray on in the prayer time. We're gonna pray for the state of Alaska because they've been having some brush fires, and they're showing this on the Weather Channel. I got it muted because of the show, but they have brush fires, and you would think Alaska is a lot cooler, especially during the winter, which they are. But right now, they haven't experienced 90 degree weather up there, you know, Anchorage and Fairbanks up there. So they have in certain regions up in that, there are regions in that area that are having brush fires right now. So I'm going to pray for that too. Because that creates all kind of problems with your breathing. You know, you breathe it, especially people that are close to volcanoes and different places in the world, you know, like the Philippines and in Latin America, you know, and all that ash and stuff that creates all kind of breathing apparatus, you know. And so we got to pray for people that have issues. I heard about in Guatemala, what was it, Sunday morning? Or Saturday, sometime they had a hailstone. It was like over 6 feet of hail. It turned snow in Guatemala, Mexico, and it was all in the news. So we got to pray for people that have these all of these natural calamities like that.
But wouldn't it be because of the climate change?
Yeah, global warming or something.
Global warming. That's what I'm looking at. And the president Trump, he does not believe that is a global warming. And if that doesn't show him that this earth that we are living in is changing because of our habits, not something God is doing, because of our habits and what we put in our atmosphere and what we, our chemicals and all that that come from our cars, and chemicals come from those that love to smoke. Yeah, Brother York gonna say it. Those that love to smoke. It all goes into the air, and then you got your landfills and all that. So we as men, we are destroying this earth because of us. We're doing it to ourselves.
That's right.
And not God.
That's right.
But we want to say, oh, God, why? Why, God? It's not God. It's us.
Right.
It's us disobeying God. To put it bluntly, we are disobeying
God.
And we're treating our planet in which we live any old kind of way. And let me
tell
you, that's what it is, Brother Chris. We talking too much now, Brother Chris.
That's good conversation, though. Good conversation.
Yes, it is. You got me going here, Brother Chris. So let me calm it down.
I done got my brother fired up.
We got to line up for us
to kick it off with the acapella.
We're going to kick it off, Brother Chris. We're going to kick it off with Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Redeemed.
Got to be anchored in the Lord.
And here we, what's it up, Brother Chris? I'm getting out. Here you go. We there.
All right.
Fight and make it through the toils and snares.
That was Redeemed, My Soul Have Been Anchored in the Lord. And if you step to go to heaven, your soul must be anchored. Must. You better ask her. Must be anchored in the Lord.
That's right.
We want to. Yes, right. We want to remind all our listeners that they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Thank you, thank you. We are glad to do it, brother.
That's right.
We are very glad to do it. And we hope that you listen to us here on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, and we're hoping
right.
that we are making your day and helping you to be strong for the Lord. Because we need
right.
to be in Christ if we expect to go to heaven.
Right. That's right. Amen. That's all right. That's why Paul told Titus, my dear brother York, he told Titus in the first century, he said, my own son in the common faith, grace,
that's
mercy,
right.
peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Titus chapter 1, verse 4. That's right.
Amen. Of a common
faith. That grace.
You hear that?
And yeah, grace and mercy and peace.
Yes, sir. Our next selection will be Chris Turner.
Amen.
And Chris, you know about what we're
going
to
do. Oh, boy, I know this is going to be cool inside.
It's cool. It's got to be cool. It's got to be cool inside.
You got God's favor. He's going to make it cool
Amen.
For you.
Amen. Amen.
Even when even during the rough, the storms of life, God will make it cool. He will cool
yes,
it. He will make a way for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And here we go.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. That was Chris Turner. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool inside.
Amen.
It is cool inside. Now, if you're going to heaven, it's going to be cool inside. But if you're not going to heaven and you're going to the opposite place, it is going to be hot, hot, hot. It's going to be hot in hell. ATWL, Brother Chris. And like I said, who want to go to hell? Well, it's hot and hot and hot. It's going to be so hot, you won't be able to cool it down. The only thing we can do is make sure in this Christian walk that we walk as Christ don't walk so that we can make heaven our home.
Amen.
We are going to get ready for
prayer time.
And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the time to call it in is now. This is our prayer time.
Yes, my
That was Radiance with Sweet Hour of Prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. All right. It was the Apostle Paul who writes in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again, Lord, for another day this week, Father, on this Tuesday. We pray a special prayer for those, Father, in the great state of Alaska that are experiencing these brush fires, Father, that are causing problems, Father, with all this excess smoke and in the atmosphere, Father, and all the damage that may be sustained, property damage, Father. We pray for those in that region of the world. And, Father, we also thank you for allowing us to experience, Father, your grace and mercy, Lord, in our lives. And we pray, Father, for those that need prayer at this time of need, those that are suffering, Father, from health crisis, and different challenges. Maybe it might be employment. Maybe it might be, Father, a loss of a loved one. Or maybe, Father, they may suffer from some kind of clinical depression. We pray, or some kind of discouragement. We pray for them, Father, that you will empower them. Let them know, Father, that your healing power is there. If they call on you, Father, and ask for you. And, Father, we pray on their behalf for those that are discouraged, Father, or suffering bereavement, that Father, you can comfort them, and that we can encourage, Father, those that are maybe their spirit is down because of their situation, Father, whatever it may be. We ask that, Father, that through your healing power, and that, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, and that you can care for them in a wonderful way, Father, and let them know that thou art God, and that they will in return praise and glorify your name, Father, for you always are always worthy of awesome honor
And Father, all the glory is due unto you. We pray, Father, for those that are in power, our elected officials from the White House, Father, and each state representing this union here in the United States of America. We pray, Father, for all regions of the world and all the leaders that preside over those areas throughout the world. Father, we pray for that they will enact policies and legislation that will promote tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all. We also pray for those incarcerated, Father, that, Father, need your encouragement. We pray also, Father, for those that have left the church fellowship, that, Father, they can find you, Father, come back and work out their salvation with fear and trembling in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that they will secure their eternal estate and make their election sure. This is our prayer in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen, Brother Chris. That's always a good prayer, Brother Chris. You actually really know how to approach the throne of grace, the throne of God. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. We hope that our listeners
are
praying with him, and we hope that he prayed for something that had been on your mind. At this moment, we're sorry for the interruption of the phone call. We will return it momentarily, but it is our testimonial moment time. Get your testimony ready. If you have to have a testimony that can help our listeners make it through some tough times that they are going through, do that. Because
you
never know what you might say may help them to make heaven their home. Or if you don't tell them, and if they're going through a crisis, and if they lose their faith, and I guess that's the best way we can put it, and decide to drop church and forget God, I wouldn't want that on my mind, on my heart. If you can help someone today with your testimony,
that's right.
So please call in your testimony so that you can help someone who is truly trying to be a Christian, but they are met with so much in life. And here you go.
Right. Amen.
If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. If you have a testimony that you can share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. Help someone that is truly trying to live their Christian life, but they're going through something that may cause them to fall. Okay? So if you can help somebody, I have a testimony, and I'm just going to share this with you. I remember my first wife. I know many of you have heard that I've been married before, and my first wife died. We was married some 30-some odd years, and back in 2001, she got very ill sick, And she took sick, and her body just couldn't perform like it once did. And as her husband, my job was to stick in there and help her through what she was going through. And, of course, many of you know that I lost my first wife in 2009. And we helped one another. And believe it or not, she's on her way to heaven. So I just want to share that with someone that's taking care of someone that's going through a sickness and someone that may be getting ready to face a judgment on their deathbed. So share your testimony if you have one. So we have no one to call in, Brother Chris. We're going to go ahead on with our sponsorship. We want to ask for sponsorship
right
at this time. If you can send in $1, $2, $3, or whatever amount your finances can bear, it'd be much, much appreciated here at Chatting from the Word. Help us keep this fine program on the air. Help us to tell others about Jesus Christ. Help us to continue on helping someone to find the body of Christ. And like I said, any amount would do. And churches, you can get in here too. Send
correct
us, help us, put us in your budget for 2019. I know you can.
That's right.
So help us here.
That's
churches,
right.
At Chatting from the Word. You know how to send the money. I'm on PayPal. And my email address on PayPal is the same, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. But if you don't want to send through PayPal and you want to send any other way, let us know. Get in contact with myself, our brother Chris. We are on Facebook. You can contact us on Facebook. And as I just said, I do have a email address. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage. My webpage is OscarYorkPublishing.com. And if you want to send a line or two there, you're welcome to do that. But while you're on my webpage, look around. Look around. I got some old films on there that I filmed some time ago. And if you want to listen to those, you're welcome to do that. But while you're on my webpage, I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. We hope that you do that also. That will also help us here at Chatting from the Word. Now, you know my motto. You know it. I say it every day. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Real quick.
You can reach me at lowercase e0691@gmail.com. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on Messenger and Facebook 24/7 and let us know what you think of the show. You can also reach us on LinkedIn.com. I'm also, I have an account with Yahoo, Flickr, I'm also just recently joined Twitter, and so you can reach us at a variety of social media platforms at your disposal, and let us know what you want to get clarification for. Maybe you have some religious questions that you need answered, or maybe you want to share with us your concerns on your heart. Maybe you have some prayer requests that you would like us to aid you in that regard. And that's why Brother Oscar and I are here, so that we can aid you in your spiritual walk and lead you and point you in the way of Jesus Christ and the gospel. We also want to let you know that we as members of the Church of Christ believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So our attempt is to lead you in the way of getting clarification
through Thus Saith the Lord. Because after all, it's not going to be my opinion or Brother Oscar's opinion or some creed books or somebody else's opinion and theology, because we all going to eventually stand before the judgment seat of Christ and the consummation and the final consummation of all things, and that we're all individually going to be judged of those things that we have done while we're in this time side of life on this proving ground while we're in this earth. And so it wouldn't really matter what somebody else think of us, because what is all said and done is going to be what God thinks of us. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct.
Amen.
So we want to play another selection, and we do have time, so we're not worried about time. Our next selection goes along with my lesson, okay? The reason why we do have the time, okay? We're going to play Wayne Williams. Wayne Williams, Your Grace and Mercy. Wayne Williams.
Amen.
Your Grace.
Let it roll.
Mercy. Here we go.
Amen.
Thank you. That is Wang Williams, Your Grace and Mercy. Your Grace and Mercy. Wang Williams.
Amen. Well, we're going to introduce our beloved brother here. He's got a good one for us today. Grace and Mercy. We got a few minutes left. So we're going to, without further ado, we're going to give way to our beloved brother, Oscar York, and his lesson today, Grace and Mercy, taken from Romans chapter 3, verses 20 through 31. Take it away, brother Oscar.
Thank you, brother Chris. I don't want brother Chris to be confused about what's going on in my lesson here. But that song was part of my lesson, God's Grace and Mercy. And God's grace and mercy saves us today. It's nothing good that we've done that saves us. But it's all about God's grace and mercy. And this is what Paul reminds us of here in Romans 3:20. Romans 3. We want to just read a few. We're not going to probably read the whole thing. But let's just read 23. Begin with 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Oh, my Lord, thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you that the fact that God, seeing God, had mercy, God was forbearance with his man, and he sent Jesus down on this cruel earth to die a cruel death on that cross. As you can remember, Brother Chris, he preached a good lesson on the cross yesterday. And this is the end of the book, the bookshelf. God's grace and mercy. It was grace that sent him to the cross. It was love that sent him to the cross. Okay? And it's nothing I or Brother Chris or anybody else can do, because we are in the same boat, because we all have sinned. We all have fell short of God's glory. None of us think that one is better than the other, because we are not. No one cannot put us in heaven and hell but Jesus Christ and ourselves if we don't live for him. So why not live for him if we're saved by grace? Why not love? Why not give? Why not help someone that is having problems along life's way? Because we are no better. We all have sinned. Brother Chris.
Amen. Yes, that's right. You heard the word that Brother Oscar just brought us on grace and mercy. And if we truly want to find grace and mercy in Jesus Christ, having heard the word of the gospel through Brother Oscar, the servant of our Lord Jesus, do you believe it? If you believe it, are you willing to repent of your sins? If you're willing to repent of your sins, which is to change your mind about the direction in which you're living your life and to confess your sin before God and be willing to change your attitude about living a life of sin and turn to Christ for deliverance, are you willing to surrender your will and make the Lord the center of your life? If you're willing to do that, are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Christ is Lord, and that you want him to reign in your life? If you're willing to do that, it's accepting baptism for remission of sins. And if you are a candidate to be baptized, then find a Church of Christ so that you have heard this program and tell them that you want to be baptized for remission of sins, and that is immersion in watery grave of baptism. You contact the blood of Christ, and that it cleanses you from all your past sins, and the Lord will add you to the New Testament church, the body of Christ, the church that belongs to Christ, and he is the governor and head of it, and you are a member of it, Acts chapter 2, verse 47, and you can praise the Lord because you've been added to the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. Amen. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the monitoring blessing you brought our way. We thank you for this show, Chatting from the Word, Father. We pray that you help us to keep it on the air. We want to pray for each listener.
Amen.
We hope that they have a good, good day and keep on living for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name do we pray. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word. Bye-bye and see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody. Keep the faith. All right. See you tomorrow.
Amen.
God willing. Everybody be safe.